message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I don't take that for granted, and I want to say thank you, Father, for this great privilege that He has given to me tonight to stand before the people of God. I also want to appreciate our senior pastor for giving me this opportunity. Can we celebrate greatness in his life? Hallelujah. Let's celebrate greatness. Hallelujah. Sir, the Lord will bless you. Your grace will never run dry in the name of Jesus. Your grace will never run dry in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Tonight is our night of exploits. Tell your neighbor, it's my night of exploits. Tonight, we're going to be looking at exploits via the hand of God. Exploits via the hand of God. Man was created to dominate. Man was created to do exploits. God blessed man in the beginning. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. He blessed man. And he said, be fruitful, multiply, have dominion, replenish. Genesis 1 verse 28. Replenish the earth. That was the plan of God. That was intention of God. The God's intention from the beginning was that what? To multiply. He didn't say addition. He said multiply, multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion. That means the intention of God when He created you and I was for us, to do exploits. And you know, how do I know that it is for us to do exploits? In Genesis chapter 2 verse 20, when He created Adam, He gave Adam the capacity to do something unusual. What was it? He gave Adam the capacity to name all animals. I learned that there are about over 500 birds alone. Birds alone are over 500 in terms of the names. Yet this man, Adam, gave names to all the birds, all the animals, all the serpents, everything in the sea, on the land, everything. He gave names to it. That was not ordinary. That was not usual. That was an unusual happening. Praise the Lord. That was something that was gotten from God Himself. That was the capacity that man carried. Man had that great capacity, but until we lost it. But thank God for Jesus that came to restore it all. That's what I'm here to tell you, that your capacity is that of exploits. The intention of God is that you and I will do exploits. The hand of God upon Adam, it gave Adam the capacity to do that unusual thing. But you know something? Many times, many people limit God. When you limit God, you now try to see this. You now feel like you are not experiencing exploits yet. Why? Because we are limiting God. I pray in any capacity or in any area you have been limiting God, the Lord will visit you tonight in the name of Jesus. When a man who enjoys exploits can't be caged, a man who enjoys exploits cannot be limited. Why? Because our God cannot be limited. We serve an unlimited God. We serve a God that cannot be limited, a God that does unusual. To do exploits is to do the unusual, to do the extraordinary, to do something that is not common, something that is not normal, something that is not usual. That's exploits. That's something unusual. And I pray in the name of Jesus that tonight the Lord will give you access, great access, new doors to exploits in the name of Jesus. In 1 Samuel chapter 5, God's going to paraphrase the story from verse 2 to verse 7. 1 Samuel chapter 5, where the Philistines try to limit God. Quickly, can we all read? When the Philistines took the ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. They equated God, an unlimited God. They equated him to Dagon, their God. That is their highest God. And when they of Ashdod arose early in the morning, behold, Dagon was falling upon his face to the earth before the ark of the Lord. And they carried their God. And they took Dagon and set him in place. They said, perhaps our God fell down mistakenly. Verse 4. And when they arose early on the morrow morning, behold, Dagon was falling upon his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord. I want to use something as an illustration tonight. Praise the Lord. I want to assume that this is one and another one. This is their Dagon. This is not Dagon, but this is their Dagon. I'm just assuming. And then they kept the ark of God beside it. The first day, what happened? The ark of God, the Adagon fell before the ark of God, signifying that this space is not, it's too small. You cannot equate your God. You cannot equate Dagon with my God, with God himself. They brought it back and leveled it and assumed that it was a mistake that their Dagon fell. But something again happened. When they went back the following day, what happened? Their Dagon was decapitated. They removed the head of the Dagon. God had done surgery on the Dagon himself. Removed the head, removed everything. Can we read it? Verse 4. And when they arose early, hallelujah, media. Hallelujah. To paraphrase, and when they arose early, they found out that their Dagon had been, you know, surgery had been done on their Dagon. And alas, it was then they knew that this cannot be anybody but that which they have brought there. It was an unusual. You cannot limit God. Sometimes, some of us limit God. I don't know, maybe there's a challenge in your life. There's something that has been limiting God in your life that has not allowed you to be able to access exploits. Tonight, that Dagon must bow in the name of Jesus. Dagon bowed before God. And it was then they knew that this was not normal. But the hand of God upon them that was being able to. And it didn't just decap and made their God useless. So it rendered many of their men useless as well. Therefore, neither the priests of Dagon nor any that came into the Dagon's house tread on the threshold of Dagon on the Ashdod. If you read further down, you find out that the hand of God was so heavy, it became sore upon their lives. It gave them emeralds, a growth in their manhood for their men, and they began to walk in a funny manner. Hallelujah. Why? Because they tried to limit God. There are some situations, some conditions, some challenges, things that look like Dagon in your life that has been limiting God. Tonight the Lord will visit it. There's a song I know, I don't know if some of us know it. It's in Yoruba. Dagon isubulule ni waju apoti eri gbogbo ogun to nja mi jaye mi o oni lati subulule. The meaning is Dagon must bow before the ark of God. Everything that is troubling me and troubling my life must bow before God tonight in the name of Jesus. Can we take that song together? Dagon isubulule. Come on. Iwaju apoti eri gbogbo ohun to ja mi jaye mi o oni lati subulule. And I pray in the name of Jesus, everything that is struggling with the space of God in your life will bow tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray today that whatever that looks like a challenge representing Dagon, limiting God, limiting you from expressing or accessing exploits, tonight will be visited in the name of Jesus. How then can we access exploits? Quickly, how can we access exploits? Daniel chapter 11 verse 32 says, they that know their God that be part shall be strong and they shall do exploits. They that know their God shall be strong and shall do exploits. They be part. But the people that know their God shall be strong and shall do exploits. For the sake of tonight, I'll just look at those two places, those two factors of accessing exploits. Daniel was a man of great exploits, we all know. He was a man that enjoyed exploits. A foreigner came to a foreign land and he reigned year in, year out. That is not normal. He reigned without campaign. That's not normal. He rose to the top. Kings came and went. Kings came, several kings. Yet Daniel was still power. He was still in power. His relevance, his wisdom was still relevant. Many people know that some people that were in power or that were in power many years ago, they gave some suggestions, some advice in the last election. People call them foolish. They say, go and retire. You are a retired politician. Those were natural wisdom. But that was not the kind of wisdom Daniel carried. Year in, year out. After every 4 years, whatever the years that their kings were reigning, Daniel was still in power. His wisdom was still relevant. Why? Because he had access to exploits. What did he enjoy? He knew God. They that know their God shall be strong and they shall do exploits. I'm going to be talking in these two areas tonight. Know God and do what? Strength. For those two things, be able to access exploits. To know God is to have access to light and revelation. To know God is to have access to light and revelation. Revelation puts an end to frustration in the life of a man. Revelation opens you up to exploit. The Bible says in John 8 verse 32, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." It is the truth that sets people free. Free from what? Free from limitation. Free from the usual. Free from the normal. Free from the common things. And open you up to the unusual. Open you up to a realm of exploits. The truth you know is what opens you up to exploit. The level of revelation you can access in the Word of God is what opens you up to exploit. Tonight you will enjoy great exploits in the name of Jesus. You will enjoy great access to revelation in the name of Jesus. In Exodus chapter 7, verse 10 to 12, I'm going to be paraphrasing Exodus chapter 7. Media, just have me put it there. There was a man called Moses. This man, before he had an encounter with God, this man was a man that he was a murderer, we all know. He couldn't face Pharaoh when he killed. He ran away from Pharaoh. But Moses had access to light. He knew God. The Bible says he was a man that wanted to know the ways of God. He knew God. And when he knew God, when he had an encounter with him, he became a different man entirely. He was moved from the level of leading flocks, sheep, meh, so many goats, to another level of what? Leading a whole nation. He wasn't leading just few people. He wasn't leading five people. He led a whole nation without prior experience, without prior training. That can only be exploits. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you understand me tonight. Moses, God moved him, a coward, a murderer. He couldn't face Pharaoh, but something happened. He moved from one realm to another. That was exploits. Why? Because he was a man that knew God. In Exodus chapter 7, verse 10 to 12, I want us to quickly read it. God sent Moses on an errand. He sent him with a rod and sent him and said, "And Moses and Aaron went into Pharaoh and did so as the Lord had commanded." Did you hear that? They acted on the commandment of the Lord. "And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent." The next verse, verse 11. "Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers." Now the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantment. You know something? I'm sure when Moses came to meet Pharaoh, Pharaoh said, please, let's not forget that Pharaoh grew up in Pharaoh. I mean, Moses grew up in the palace. So Pharaoh must have known him well. He thought it was the same Moses that grew up in the palace that he was still dealing with. He didn't know that he had had access to light. He had had access to revelation. And then when he came and said, "My God sent me with a rod." He said, "Where is the rod?" He says, "Call me my magicians and my rationalists." They did their thing and they dropped the rod. They were able to command the level of results that Moses also commanded. To Pharaoh, that was not unusual. You have a rod, we have a rod. That is why, let me use this. Sometimes in business, in education, whatever we find ourselves, you might be in the same business with somebody. You might be in this line of career with somebody. There is nothing that you want to do that somebody somewhere doesn't have something similar to what that thing is. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. There is nothing new that you want to invent yourself. If something, God has given you an idea that you want to plant, okay, this is, nobody has done this before. Somebody somewhere may have done something similar before. But something always makes a difference. That is what I'm trying to bring out tonight. They also had rods. God sent Moses with a rod, but they also had rod. In verse 12, please, media, help me tonight. "For they cast down every man his rod." Their own magicians also brought their rod. "And they became serpents." But something happened. Somebody say something happened. "But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods." That's unusual. God will give you an unusual result in the name of Jesus. If you read further down, because of my time, there was another place whereby they commanded frogs. They said, "Pharaoh, look at this." Brought frogs. And he said, "Oh, he's small. Oh, where are my magicians? Send them forth." The best astrologers, they brought them forth. And they did the same thing. But something unusual kept happening. But to Pharaoh, it wasn't convinced. But it got to a point. Somebody said it got to a point. Exodus chapter 9. that they had to give way. I'm coming. Okay, sorry. Exodus chapter 9, yes. From verse 8. And the Lord said unto Aaron, take to you handfuls of ashes of the furnace, and let Moses sprinkle it towards the heaven in the sight of Pharaoh. The next verse. And it shall become small dust in all the land of Egypt, and shall a boil breaking forth with plains upon man and upon beast throughout all the land of Egypt. The next verse. And they took ashes and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses sprinkled it up toward heaven, and it became a boil breaking with plains. The next verse, verse 11. And the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils, for the boil was upon the magicians as well, and upon all the Egyptians. It will get to a level when you have access to light, when you are a man of revelation, it will get to a level that the people that think they can compete with you in whatever you are doing, maybe in your academics, in your career, in your line of business, whatever, they feel they can compete with you. Something always brings a clarity. Your access to revelation, your access to light. Here, there was a difference immediately. The magicians were rendered helpless henceforth. If you read further down, they were rendered useless. They couldn't do it anymore. Those plagues kept graduating. It got to a point, they killed the firstborn. I was now asking myself, will the Egyptians now say, oh, we too, we can kill, let our own two can kill. Maybe let's kill all the secondborn. Are they not doing themselves? It will get to a level whereby the enemies just have to bow, because they can experience the hand of God upon you. And I pray in the name of Jesus, the hand of God will come upon you from tonight to do exploits in the name of Jesus. I said the hand of God will come upon you afresh to do exploits in the name of Jesus. It will bring clarity between you and others. In your level of business, in your line of business, in your career, the hand of God will bring difference between you and others. And surely people will say, this must be the hand of God. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. What does it mean to know God? I've been saying know God. Moses knew God. But what does it mean to know God? Number one, to know God is to give your life completely to God. To give your life completely to God. In Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. To give your life completely to God. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. That was the beginning of what? The exploits of Daniel. Why? Because he was a man that purposed in his heart. He had given himself to God completely. He did not allow anything to take it back. I'm sorry to say, there are so many Christians that have given their life to God, but they have given their life to Christ, but they have also taken it back. They have taken it back. When they are faced with little challenges, they take it back immediately. Daniel could have taken his life back. He was in the palace. Condition brought him to the palace. He was given rich food, but he knew in his heart that these foods are not normal. Therefore, they have been rendered to idols. He could have said, Lord, you understand me. You know his situation, his condition. I will go back and go and pray. But Bible said he purposed in his heart not to defile himself with the king's meat. Many Christians are defiling themselves with the king's meat. There are so many Christians that are numerically Christians, but deep down are not Christians. There are people adding population. They are adding to the population in the church, but they are not adding to the population of people going to heaven. There are so many people that claim to be Christians with their lips, but they are far away from with their hearts with God. To give your life completely to God is to stay away from sin. To stay away from anything called unrighteousness. To stay away from anything that can defile you as a person. That is the only time you can have access to exploits. To be a Christian with mouth and not be a Christian deep down inside of you and be the Christian, you can't access that exploit. But I pray tonight that the Lord will open you up to great exploits in the name of Jesus. It will open you up to great exploits in Jesus' name. To give your life completely to God is to stay away from cheating as a Christian. Stay away from lying. Some Christians, if they lie for you, you'll be surprised. They lie. Stay away from lying. Stay away from backbiting. Stay away from defrauding people. Stay away from selling your body as a lady. Stay away from sleeping around as a man. Even guys who do that. Yahoo plus. All those things. Stay away from it. Wanting to get rich quick, Those are syndromes that can make you want to take your life back. In the fence, you have given your life to Christ, but when you see small challenges, because you need money, Jesus, I'm sure you understand. I can always come back to say I'm sorry. But can we continue in sin and expect grace to abound? To know God is to stay away completely from evil and to give your life completely. And I pray God will give us grace tonight in the name of Jesus. Bible says the foundation of the Lord standeth sure, having a seal. Let everyone that names the name of the Lord depart from all unrighteousness. To know God is to depart from evil. To know God is to depart from everything that can stain you. Number two, what does it mean to know God? To have a schedule with God. In Genesis chapter 19 verse 27, made me to understand. The Bible says, and Abraham got up early to the place where he stood. Genesis chapter 19 verse 27. He got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. He had a schedule with God. To know God is to have a schedule with him. Don't be a numerical Christian. Be a practicing Christian. Be someone that has a schedule. If a man truly loves a woman, he must make out time for him. Sorry, make out time for that lady. If you don't, if you can't make out time for her, you don't love her. Because love creates time. You must out of that busy schedule that you are busy, I know. But create time for God. If you can create time to eat, create time for God. Have a schedule with God. Pastor has started off, he said, tight your time. Tight your day. Have a schedule with God. And I pray the Lord will help us and give us grace in the name of Jesus. In Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, it reveals one of the secrets of Daniel's words. This was a man that had a schedule with God. A tight schedule for that matter. He said, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he knew that something had been signed. He went into his house and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem. He kneels upon his knees 3 times a day. That means it's a schedule. It's normal. It's a routine. God knows when he usually has an appointment with him. And gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. That means that was not the first time he was doing it. He had been doing it. How many of us can witness something? If there's a particular time, you usually meet with God. It has happened to me. It's happened to me a whole lot of time. Maybe I can set alarm. My phone always has an alarm that I go up. I mean, I'm always up at a particular time, early in the early hours of the morning. If I'm a little bit, maybe I step quite late or something, and my phone is not around me, I will still stand up somehow. Maybe to use the toilet, I will stand up. I don't want to believe that it is my apart from body, my body has been conditioned to wake up at that time. Not just that, but I want to believe that God himself is the one trying to wake. Our God is a jealous God. He's trying to wake you up and say, look, this is my time that you have been setting for me. I need you now. If you can try it, create time. Have a schedule with God and let God know that this particular time, you will enjoy it. And I pray the Lord will give us grace in the name of Jesus. Number three, what does it mean to know God? Serve him unconditionally. Knowing God is serving him. So serve him unconditionally. Daniel was a known servant, not a hidden servant. In Daniel chapter 3 verse 27. Daniel 3 verse 26. Daniel 3 26. So sorry. Daniel 3 26. He was a known servant of the Most High. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come forth thither. Then this is from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These were men that servants of the Most High. Everybody knew in that land that Daniel was a man that served the Most High God. Praise the Lord. Are you a known servant of God, or you only serve God when things are okay? Check yourself. Serve him unconditionally, irrespective of the situation. Some come to church only when they have money in their pockets. But that is a conditional service. It means when there's no money, you won't come. Serve him unconditionally. And I pray the Lord will open you up to exploits in the name of Jesus. How can you know God? Number four, trust him or have faith in him completely. In Psalm 9 verse 10, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. They that know thy name will put their... To know God is to trust him completely. Daniel trusted God completely. Completely. That's why he could go back to pray even when he wasn't afraid of any decree they may have made. Why? Because he trusted God completely. So faith is what backs exploits. A man of faith is a man that has access to exploits. David said, through God that delivered me from the hands of the lion and the bear, he will deliver you, Goliath, into my hands. He didn't say that because of his own strength. He said that because he had so much faith. The same God that delivered him, that he was able to tear the bear and the lion. He trusted that same God. And that faith gave him access to do. Killing Goliath was what opened David to exploits. How many of us know that? Nobody knew David before then. He killed Goliath. And then the women began to sing. He has slain thousands. Saul has slain his thousands. David has slain 10,000s. From there, Saul began to nurse hatred for him. What opened him up to exploits was what? He's Goliath. But he did not kill Goliath with a strength or with a teenage strength. No, he did it. Why? Because he had so much faith in the God that helped him to kill the bear. Faith in God opens you up to exploit. He came with so much faith in God, and he believed that same God that did that could help him finish that Goliath. Hallelujah. In all of this, I pray, if you can put this truly in the last four, what does it mean to know God? Give your life completely to God. Number two, have a schedule with God. Number three, number four, trust him and have faith in him. These are the ways of saying to yourself that you know God. Assess yourself in this area. Daniel 11:32. For the people that know their God shall be strong and they shall do exploits. So know God. If you can know, put yourself in all of these four areas, then you can say you know God. And then number two is strength. I said it earlier in two things. We are going to be accessing, ways to exploit. To know God and what? Number two is strength. A man of strength. They that know their God shall be strong and they shall do exploits. A man of strength is a man that can access exploits. Weak people can't do exploits. Weak people can't do exploits. Strength is needed for exploits. David was a man of great strength. A man of great strength. Joshua was a man of great strength. Moses was a man of great strength. The strength I'm talking about here is not physical strength. It's not in the six packs. It's not in the biceps that a man has. Not in the physical strength. If it were in the physical strength, David would not be able to attack Goliath. Because David was a teenager. A teenager couldn't have access. Wouldn't be able to kill a big giant like Goliath. But he had power. Strength is power. To have strength is to have access to power. It's to be empowered by God. It's to be empowered by the hand of God. Unless a man is empowered by God, he can't enjoy exploits. Your natural strength can't take you far. Your natural ability can't take you far. Your natural beauty can't give you a good husband. Your natural beauty can give you a handsome man. But that handsome man can become a wife beater. Praise the Lord. Your intelligence can't take you far. Your certificate can't take you far. That's not the kind of strength I'm talking about. When God empowers you, when God, the strength of man, the natural strength of man, certificate, every other thing, it can limit you. It can't take you to a realm of exploits. It may allow you to get something, yes. But there is a limit to what you can access. There was a man called Jacob in the Bible. This Jacob struggled from the onset. He was a man that so much strength, sort of. And he kept struggling from inception. When he was given battle, he struggled with his brother. He held the leg, brother's leg. So from there, he struggled with his brother's birthright. He struggled again. He landed himself in house of Laban. He was the one that promised Laban and said, I work for you for 7 years. Just give me Rachel or Raquel. Just give me your daughter. Me, I will enslave. He sold himself 7 years. And as if that was not enough, his destiny, he has been always struggle, depending on his himself. Something happened. And then Laban twisted the things for him. He struggled, though. 7 years, instead of getting Raquel, he was given Leah. When he thought that he was deceived, he moved on again and said, okay, give me my real wife. I will work for you for 7 years. He did 7 years and an extra jara of 7 years again. This man, all his life had been, to get things, had always been with struggle. He fought, so there he fought with a man that he knew not. There was a man he fought with. He didn't know that he was an angel. And something happened. That angel broke the hollow of his thigh. I want to believe it's just a way of telling him, lessen your, don't depend on yourself. Don't depend on your ability. There is, and from then, let's quickly open it. So, Genesis, if my time can help me to read it. Genesis chapter 32 from verse 24. Genesis 32 from verse 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint. Oh, he dislocates, patapata. And he wrestled with him. He still continued wrestling. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Something happened there. Until that other man blessed him. And let's jump to verse 28. And he said, thy name shall be no more Jacob. Something happened. He no longer depended on his natural strength anymore. And something happened there. He said, thy name shall call no more Jacob, but Israel. There wasn't just a change of name there. He had a broken tie, yes. But it was a way of your strength should be in God. So access exploits. To enjoy the unusual, your strength should be in God, not in your normal strength. He came to fight the man, probably like this before. They wrestled, no one to win. But somehow, the tie was broken. He began to walk like this, but something had happened. He was changed from Jacob. He became Israel. Jacob was an individual. Israel was not an individual. Israel was a nation. His capacity was enlarged. Why? Because he was empowered by God. God empowered him. Brethren, what can make you access exploits? And Israel is still standing today. Why? Because a man called Jacob was empowered. He no longer had the capacity of an individual. He became a nation as an individual. The Lord will open you up to great exploits. I said the Lord will enlarge your capacity. The Lord will enlarge your capacity. I decree today that in that area that you are desiring God, the Lord will show up for you in the name of Jesus. In that area that you desire God, God will show up for you. The Lord will empower you for exploits in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Tell your neighbor tonight, a new me has emerged. You are not telling your neighbor like you really mean it. Just tell me and say, Mrs. Kuforiji, a new you has emerged. Nobody loves me anymore. Praise the Lord. A new you has emerged from tonight in the name of Jesus. And that knew him. He was able to access expert. Jacob was a great man, but Israel did so much. No one could stand the nation of Israel. Praise the Lord. Why? Because they enjoyed exploits. Accessing exploits is majorly know God, number one. And number two, let God empower you with his strength. I pray tonight that you will enjoy that strength in the name of Jesus. Quickly, all heads bowed and all eyes closed. You are here tonight. You know that you don't know God yet. I just mentioned earlier, to know God is to give your life completely to him. You have given your life to Christ before, but you have taken it up again. I want all heads bowed and all eyes closed. Quickly, at the count of five, you want to give your life back to Jesus. You want to go and give it to him completely. Can I see your hands up quickly? Quickly, quickly. At the count of five. One. You want to give your life to Jesus. You are not a bad person per se. Two. Three. If you are raising up your hand, please raise it up properly so that we can see it. You want to give your life. You want to know God. To know God is to completely give your life to him. Four. And five. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. God bless you. Any other person, God bless you. If you can publicly tell him, that I'm giving my life to him, he will definitely not hold you back in blessing you. It will open you to a line, to a great life of exploits. God bless you, my sister. There is somebody still here tonight. You want to give your life completely to him. To give your life to him is to separate from sin, to be separated from evil. God bless you. And please, can you stand up on your feet? If you are raising up your hands, just stand up on your feet and let us take this prayer together. Say, Father, I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. Please have mercy upon me. Give me grace to live a clean life. Give me grace to stand before you always. And open me up from today to a great life of exploits. In Jesus' name. Thank you, my sister. Please, you can see the counselors. Can we all be on our feet tonight as we begin to appreciate God? We are going to pray tonight. I want us to pray and say, Father, thank you for your word tonight. Go ahead and begin to appreciate him for the word tonight. Can we go ahead and appreciate him for the word tonight? Are you appreciating him for that word tonight? Ilabarado shikete balereados mandeli kabarados ilefrendeboski labaras. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. A better amen. I want to say, Father, give me grace to know you more. A new hunger and a new thirst for you. Go ahead and begin to pray. Give me grace to know you more. To know God is to have access to exploits. Lord, give me grace to know you more. A new hunger for you. A new hunger for you. The psalmist said, my soul panted, just like the deer panted for the water. So does my soul panted after the Lord. He kept panting. He kept panting. Apostle Paul said that I may know you. That I may know you. He was still wanting to know God. To know God is to enter into a realm of exploit. Father, give me grace to know you more. Open me up to a new realm of hunger for you. I desire to know you more. A new realm of hunger for you. Lord, I desire to know you more. Help me to know you more. In the name of Jesus. Help me to know you more. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. A better amen. Oh Lord, from today, empower me to do exploits. Go ahead and begin to pray. Empower me to do the unusual. Empower me in my level, in my business. I don't know, maybe you are a business person or you are a student. Some things have been limiting you. We have been taught earlier. Lord, let there be a clarity. From tonight, let there be a difference in my score and others. Why? Because I have accessed exploits tonight. Let there be a difference in my life and others. Let there be a difference in the level of business I command. Somebody is selling the same thing beside you. In the same line of business. Father, let there be a clarity. Let there be a difference. Let them know I know you. Father, empower me for exploits in my business. I don't know in what area you're desiring exploits. Ask God tonight. Let there be a clarity. Let there be a difference. The Bible says in Psalm 2 verse 8, he said, ask of me and I will give you the heathen for thy inheritance, the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. If you can ask God tonight, and I tell you, he will give it to you. Lord, I ask tonight, give me this, Lord. Let there be a clarity. I know you, Jesus. Open me to a line of exploits in my business, in my academics. Let there be a clarity. Let there be a difference in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We're going to pray, Father, whatever has limited me before now, receive the hand of God. Go ahead and begin to pray. Whatever has limited me before now, receive the hand of God. Receive the hand of God. I shared earlier, Dagon, receive the hand of God. The entire Philistines, receive the hand of God. Why? Because they were limiting God in by putting the ark of God where their God was placed. Anything that has been limiting me now, everything representing Dagon in my life, Lord, in the name of Jesus, receive the hand of God. I don't know whatever it is. Maybe it's a challenge. Maybe it's a delay, a long time challenge, a health issue. You have been battling with this issue. There's something that has been calling God a lie in your life. Father, whatever it is, tonight, receive the hand of God. Receive the hand of God. Receive the sore hand of God. Receive the sore hand of God. Ila barados. Anything challenging God in your life, whatever may be the situation, Some people can even come to your face and say, let us see how you will have children. Let us see how you will get married. Lord, everything challenging you in my life, receive the hand of God, the sore hand of God tonight, in the name of Jesus. Are you praying like you really mean it tonight? Everything challenging you in my life, everything limiting me from accessing exploits, from tonight, receive the hand of God. Receive the hand of God. Receive the hand of God. Any altar fueling evil over my life, fueling limitation, fueling me for limitation, Father, receive, let them receive the hand of God tonight. I am open up to exploits from tonight. In the name of Jesus. Ila baradosia. Lika barados. Ele frene berebos. Ila baradosia. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. I want us to pray and say, oh Lord. Nehemiah prayed this prayer. He said, oh Lord, that your good hand be upon me. And every time he showed up before the king, the Bible said he was given favor according to the good hand of the Lord of God upon his life. I want us to pray, Lord, let your good hand upon me. Let it open me up for exploits from tonight in the name of Jesus. Let your good hand upon my life. Let it open me up for exploits. Father, let your good hand come upon me and let it open me up for exploits. Father, let your good hand come upon me and let it open me up for exploits. In my exams, let it open me up for exploits. In my home, let it open me up for exploits. Let your good hand rest upon me. Let your good hand rest upon me. Let it open me up for exploits. Let it open me up for exploits. In the name of Jesus, your good hand, Lord, let it rest upon me. Let it come upon me tonight and let it open me up for exploits. Let your good hand open me up from exploits. In the name of Jesus. Ila baradosha. Ila fakatabara gadash. Ele frende belerebosh. Your good hand comes upon me tonight. It opens me up for exploits. Opens me up for increase. Opens me up for distinction. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be thy name. Shall we lift up our hands and give him praise? Shall we exalt him? Can we thank him? Can we appreciate him so far that he has helped us? Is there anybody thanking him, appreciating him, exalting him? Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand, no matter what may come my way. My life is in your hands. I know that I can make it. I say, Father, I receive power tonight to do exploits in my field, to do exploits in life. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. I receive the power to do exploits. I receive the grace to do exploits. I must do exploits in the remaining half of this 2019. Oh God, empower me for exploits. Father, empower me for exploits. Daddy, empower me for exploits. Baba, empower me for exploits. Daddy, empower me for exploits. Father, empower me for exploits. I must do exploits. That is my portion. That is my heritage. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You will say, Father, let every mountain stopping my exploits be rolled away. Let every mountain before me be rolled away. Lift your voice and pray. Let every hindrance be rolled away. Let that mountain be rolled away. Father, roll away that mountain. Roll away that hindrance. Roll away that mountain. Take it away, Jesus. Take away that mountain, oh God. Take away that limitation, oh God. Take away that hindrance, oh God. Take away that stumbling block, oh God. Take away that mountain, oh God. Let that mountain be taken away. Let that hindrance be rolled away. Let that limitation before me be rolled away. And you shall say to this mountain, be thou moved into the sea, and it will listen to you. Speak to your mountain today. Let that mountain before me be rolled away. Let that hindrance be rolled away. Roll away this mountain, Jesus. Roll away these stumbling blocks, oh God. Roll away these hindrances, oh God. You have stopped me long enough. You have hindered me long enough. You have stood before me long enough. You have stood before me long enough. Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say in the name of Jesus, showers of blessings, showers of blessings fall upon me in the remaining part of these 6 months of this year. Lift your voice and pray. Showers of blessings. Begin to mention the kind of blessing you want. Blessings of academic success, blessings of money, blessings of favor, blessings of children, blessings of visa, blessings of cars, blessings of anointing. Pray, 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 pray. Shower of blessing. Shower of blessing. Shower of blessing. Shower of blessing. Shower of blessing.
There shall be showers of blessings. This is the promise of God.
There shall be seasons refreshed.
Come from the Savior above.
Your voice and pray. Showers of blessings, what I need. I need your showers of blessing in my life, in my business, in my education, in my results. Father God Almighty, give me showers of blessing. Give me showers of blessing. Give me showers of blessing. Give me showers of blessing in every sector of my life. I desire blessings. I desire your blessings. I desire your blessings, oh God. Let it rest upon me. Let it rest upon my destiny. Let it rest upon my life. Let it rest upon my calling. Let it rest upon my home. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say in the name of Jesus, in the remaining 6 months of this 2019, I will break new records. I will set new records. I will set new records. In the remaining part of this 2019, lift your voice and begin to pray. I am setting a new record in my family. what has never been achieved before. In the name of Jesus, I will break records. Old records shall be broken. I will set new records. I will set new records in the remaining part of this 2019. What nobody has achieved before, what nobody has been able to do before, I will achieve it. I will set a new record. I will raise new standards. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. New records, new standards, new achievements, new records, new standards, new achievements, new records, new standards, new achievement. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You say, Father, by your hand, make me a surprise and an amazement to many. Lift your voice and pray. By your hand, make me a surprise. Make me an amazement. Oh Lord, make me a surprise and amazement to my wife, to my husband, to my neighbors, to my colleagues. Make my life a surprise. Make my life a surprise. Make my life a surprise. Make me a surprise. Make me an amazement. Make my result a surprise. Make my result an amazement. Make my testimony an amazement. And then no no here no no sir. Lekwanda garaba kazizua. Repekete bekre deketoza baradai. Elabagaga garaba kazozozo. Ebraka gaga radikezuzua. Repeketo grada katabra katagadayash. Lakwa da grande kazuzua gradakadesh. Ele gagara bakezo grodope gedeke de bragadash. Zebrekete bragadada yakadasia. Rapokano andre de gezija. Repeke duda gradeke zozo grede kediada. Magra da gara da keso bregedevi. Indra da kazakra de koso bregede. Ebebebe repeketiga. Braketa brakaza braketo goto bregedevi. Ele kazozia. Father, make me a surprise and an amazement. Make me a surprise. Make me an amazement. Make me a surprise. Make me an amazement. Make me a surprise. Make me an amazement. Make me a surprise. Let my parents be shocked at my life. Let my friends be shocked at what you have turned my life into. Let my family be surprised at what you have turned my life into. Let my colleagues be surprised at what you have changed my life into. Father, make me an amazement. Make me a surprise to many. Make me a surprise to many. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. This is not part of the prayer outline that I listed here for tonight. But while I was praying today, earlier on today, God showed me somebody among us here. And God told me that he has wiped away the person's shame. And while we were praying right now again, I heard the same exact word that has wiped away shame. And I want you to pray tonight to add up to that person, because that person is here. I can see the person here right now. The Father, wipe away my shame. That thing that is a shame to me, that thing that I'm not happy about, Father, wipe it away tonight. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Wipe away my shame. Remove that thing from me tonight. Father, Lord, tonight is my night. 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 Wipe away my shame. Wipe away this reproach. Remove every hindrance. Remove every limitation. Remove every hindrance. Remove every limitation. Wipe away my tears. Wipe away my tears. Wipe away my tears. Wipe away my secret tears. You know my secret tears. You know my secret pain. Tonight, Father, visit me. Tonight, Father, visit me. Tonight, Father, visit me. Tonight, Father, visit me. In the name of Jesus, tonight is my night. I am not going back the same. In the name of Jesus, I'm not going back home the same. thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, my blessings will not pass me by. My blessings will not be given as extra to another person. Lift your voice and begin to pray. My blessing will not pass me by. My blessing will not be handed over as extra to somebody else. My blessing will not pass me by. My blessing will not be given as extra to somebody else. My testimony will not pass me by. My miracle will not be given as extra to somebody else. My blessing, my testimony, my favor, it will not pass me by. It will not be given as extra to somebody else. My blessings, my favor, my progress will not be given as extra to somebody else. My blessing, my testimony will not be given as extra to somebody else. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I want us to pray and say, Father, we want to see more testimonies. We want to see more drastic miracles in this commission, in this month, in the rest of this year 2019. We want to see your hand in all our services. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, we want to see more drastic miracles in all our services. We want to see your hand. We want to see more drastic testimonies in the lives of the people. Let those trusting God for children receive it. Let those trusting God for admission receive it. Let those trusting God for breakthrough receive it. Let those trusting God for healing receive it. Father, release more drastic testimonies. Father, release more drastic miracles. Father, release more drastic blessings. Father, release more drastic testimonies. Pray. 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 Release more drastic testimonies, miracles, signs, and wonders. You are the God of miracles, signs, and wonders. We desire your miracles tonight. Father, show yourself tonight in our midst. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, make the impossible possible in the lives of our people in Impact House. Let the impossible become possible. Let the difficult become possible. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Let the impossible be possible. Let difficult things be solved. Let difficult problems be resolved. Let difficult situation be resolved. Let difficult problem be resolved. Let difficult situation be resolved. Make the impossible to become possible. Make difficult situation to become solved. In the name of Jesus. Father, make the impossible possible. Make difficult situation to be resolved. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You will say, Father, let a revival break out in our midst, in all our departments, in all our cells, in all the families. Let there be a revival. Let there be a spiritual revival. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, let a revival break out in all our departments, in all our cell centers, in all lives and in all families. Let a revival break out. Let a revival break out. Let a revival break out. Father, give us a revival. Father, give us a revival. Father, revive us, O God. Revive all our families. Revive all our married. Revive all our singles. Let a revival break out. Let a revival break out. Let each one catch new fire. 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 Let the burning desire for God be reignited in the hearts of everyone. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Please bring out your expectations.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.